2025 marks the 50th anniversary of the blockbuster movie Jaws, directed by Steven Spielberg. Although the novel by Peter Benchley generally got favorable reviews when it first came out a year earlier, the film, co-written by Benchley and released in June 1975 in conjunction with a paperback edition, made cinematic history. Technically, critically, and commercially, not to mention musically. That suspenseful two-note boom, 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 boom shark theme by John Williams put him, 26-year-old Spielberg, and sharks in summer on the map. In 2005, a year before he died, Benchley wrote an introduction to a new edition of the book. In it, he declared he had changed his mind about sharks and had become a marine conservationist. 30 years earlier, he says, there was no mass environmental movement, and the general view was the only good shark was a dead shark. His research, though, taught him that sharks do not typically seek out and attack humans. We're too bony and fat-free. Sharks, though, had been his childhood passion, and he read about Frank Mundus, the Montauk fisherman and charter boat captain who caught a big white in 1964 and was likely the model for the shark hunter Quint in the book. Benchley got to wondering, what would happen if a shark lay siege to a resort community dependent on summer crowds, especially on the 4th of July? Should the beaches be closed? Protagonist and good guy Amity Police Chief Martin Brody opts for that, but he runs up against opposition from the mayor, who fears for the town's economic survival. Reportedly, Fidel Castro said the novel was a marvelous metaphor about the corruption of capitalism. The movie producers wanted Jaws to be, as they said, an adventure story from A to Z, so they asked Benchley to take out all the other stuff. That meant an affair between Chief Brody's wife, Ellen, who hails from the upper class, and the young, wealthy oceanographer, Matt Hooper, who comes down from Woods Hole to assist in the capture of the shark. Stuff also included the mayor's indebtedness to the mafia, who had once helped him out financially. If the beaches are closed, he's a loser. A main difference between movie and book, however, has to do with Quint, starring Robert Shaw, the irascible, F-word-spewing, working-class fisherman from Montauk, hired by the town to kill the shark. He gets to deliver a standalone soliloquy of several minutes about his war experience on the fated USS Indianapolis when it was torpedoed by a Japanese sub on July 30, 1945, killing over 1,000 men and causing the horrific death of hundreds tossed into the water and eaten by sharks. This is not in the book, but it is sympathetic to Quint and offers a slight delay to the imminent action. Spielberg reportedly didn't like Benchley's characters and made them nicer, letting the scientist survive along with the police chief. There's buddy bonding in the movie, whereas in the book, the three men dislike one another. The result was an upbeat movie with little, if any, class tension and no sexual distraction. And now, 50 years later, in an era of sophisticated computer-generated graphics and a plethora of grisly horror online, much about Jaws seems tame, family fare. Ironically, the excised stuff from the book, its cynical take on humanity, unapologetic illicit romance, and extended lore on fishing, give it, more than the movie, a contemporary feel. And yes, you can go in the water. I'm Joan Baum.
Good. That's excellent. Thank you.
Couldn't resist.